This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, mil as-samawati wal ard, wa mil ma baynahuma wa mil kulli shay'in ba'd. Ahla al-thana'i wal majd, wa kulluna lillahi 'abd. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون اللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وارض اللهم عن جميع الصحابة والتابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين اللهم اجعل جمعنا هذا جمعا مرحوما وتفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما ولا تجعل فينا ولا معنا شقيا ولا مطرودا ولا محروما اللهم لا تدع لنا في هذا اليوم العظيم ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا مريضا إلا شفيته ولا أسيرا إلا إلى أهله رددته ولا حاجة لك فيها رضا وهي لنا خير إلا قضيتها يا رب العالمين عباد الله أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله وأحثكم على طاعته وامتثال أوامره واجتناب نواهيه وأستفتح بالذي هو خير أما بعد. The scholars said Iman can be divided into two types of characters, two types of behaviors. الإيمان شطران نصف صبر ونصف شكر. One half can be expressed in صبر and the other half can be expressed in شكر, in giving thanks to Allah سبحانه وتعالى. And when we reflect upon this quotation, and what does it mean to give thanks to Allah? What does it mean to have shukr? When we go back to the Quran, to the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and reflect on the meaning of shukr, we find wonders. We find amazing and important meanings of words that we sometimes take for granted. We use that word of shukran, shukr, shukru lillah, nashkurullah, alhamdulillah. But the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts a different emphasis, puts a different light on these words and what they mean. To the point that Allah made our creation one goal, one purpose of our khalq is to give thanks to Him. And this is in Quran, in Surah An-Nahl. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاللَّهُ أَخْرَجَكُمْ مِنْ بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. Allah created you, Allah brought you out from the wombs of your mothers, and you know nothing. And Allah gave you a sama', the hearing, the see, the vision, al-absar, wal-af'ida, and the intellect. Why? Allah says, la'allakum tashkurun. So you might understand that shukr. You might give Him thanks. Allah says He created day and night, the succession of time, Why? وهو الذي جعل الليل والنهار خلفة لمن أراد أن يذكر أو أراد شكورا. سورة الفرقان. Allah says He is the one that created the succession of day and night. For those who want to remember Him or for those who want to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shukur. What does that mean? What does the word mean? Every word, every root, we take it to its linguistic meaning and try to understand it. And from that linguistic meaning, we derive the shar'i meaning and what it means in sharia. Because that's the depth of the language of Quran. An example of that is the word safar. Safar in its root means to reveal. Asfara an shay' is to reveal something. And when you travel with someone, all the hidden characteristics are revealed. This is a digression. But if somebody is truly generous and forgiving, when they're put under the pressure of traveling, all that generosity shows up. And if somebody truly mean, that also shows up. That's why safar, traveling in Arabic called safar, revealing. So we go into the root of the word shukr. The root of it called shakara. And it comes from a simple meaning. From the Bedouin environment of the Arabs. They will say shakara al-ibl. The camel shakar. Meaning the sign of the feed is showing on that camel. The signs of what you're feeding the camel is showing on its body. Shakarati dabba samanat, or samanat. Meaning it's showing when you feed the animal and the animal started getting healthier or fatter, they say shakarati dabba. You show the effect, you show the signs of what you're given that dabba. What you're given that animal. What does that have anything to do with giving thanks? The ulama said, just like the root of that word, it is ظهور أثري نعمة الله على الإنسان. It is to show the sign of Allah's gifts on a human person, on a human being. That's shukr. And that those signs have to show in the heart, on the tongue, and also in the faculties of the human being, in the jawarih. And there is an important distinction between two words here that are not completely interchangeable. Alhamd and ashukr. We say nahmadu Allah wa nashkuruh. Alhamd is different from shukr. Hamd to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala occurs for two things. For His ni'am, for His bounties, but also hamd for His names and attributes. Allahu yuhmad ala sifatih. We say hamd, Allah is worthy for the praise. Allah is worthy for hamd for who he is, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is worthy of thanks, of shukr, for his na'am, for the gifts that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends to us. And there is no shukr without hamd. Hamd is much more encompassing than shukr. And that shukr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it a comparable or complementary to iman. And it's a saving characteristic of hellfire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ إِن شَكَرْتُمْ وَآمَنْتُمْ. What would Allah do with your torment if you give thanks, if you have shukr and have iman? And Allah made it very clear that you as a human being, you have two choices in life. إِنَّا هَدَيْنَاهُ السَّبِيلَ إِمَّا شَاكِرًا وَإِمَّا كَفُورًا. That we have two choices, either to become a shakir, either to become a person who is thankful, grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or kafur, or ingrate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wal-iyadu billah. And then ibadah, the worship of Allah, has to be part of his shukr. Allah says, washkuru lillahi in kuntum iyyahu ta'budun. And have that shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala indeed, if you have worship to Allah subhanahu. And Iblis al-la'in, Iblis al-shaytan, wal-iyadu billah, knew this fact, knew that shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a cornerstone of iman. It is parallel to the fact of being a mu'min, a Muslim. It is a cornerstone of the road to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why, when Iblis spoke to Allah in the very beginning, when Iblis was challenging the human race, what did he say? What did he bring up? He said, ثُمَّ لَآتِيَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ وَعَنْ أَيْمَانِهِمْ وَعَنْ شَمَائِلِهِمْ وَلَا تَجِدُ أَكْثَرَهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ وَلَا تَجِدُ أَكْثَرَهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ. He said, I will be waiting for them from their front, from their back, on their right and on their left, and you will find that they will not be shakirin. They will not be grateful to you. He knew Iblis. And Allah subhanahu knew that from the beginning. وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ. Only few of the slaves of Allah, of the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, actually have true gratefulness to Allah, have true shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَذُو فَضْلٍ عَلَى النَّاسِ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَشْكُرُونَ. This is a fact. Allah says, indeed Allah has a lot of bounty, a lot of fadl, a lot of favors upon people, but most people, majority of people, do not practice shukr. When we hear those ayat, we better get our attention up. Because Allah subhanahu says, قَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ أَكْثَرُ النَّاسِ لَا يَشْكُرُونَ. The majority of people are not grateful. And if you're not grateful, if one is not grateful, al-iyadu billah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us all of us shakirin. If one is not grateful, what is the alternative? Allah says, إِنَّا هَدَيْنَاهُ السَّبِيلَ إِمَّا شَاكِرًا وَإِمَّا كَفُورًا. There is no other way. There is no middle solution. We either a shakir or kafur, wal-iyadu billah. And if Allah says, وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ, if only the minority are shakur, that means the majority are kafur. So it behooves us to understand what shukr really means. And how do we become of ibadullahi al-shakur? There are rules. There are some cornerstones of shukr. Everything is about understanding. It's all about ilm and knowledge, not about just words. The ulama said there are qawa'id for shukr. What are these qawa'id? The first qa'ida for shukr, the first rule of shukr is shukr al-ubudiyya. Is to acknowledge our ubudiyya. That's the first maqam of shukr. The first thing that we thank Allah with is to acknowledge that we are the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is to give Him His rights of tawheed. We can't thank Him subhanahu with anything that is more important than to acknowledge than la ilaha illallah. And understand it and work on it and live with it. In the hadith Qudsi, in this divine athar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَنَا وَالْإِنسُ وَالْجِنُّ فِي نَبَأٍ عَظِيمٍ. I have a great affair between me, human beings, and the jinn. أَخْلُقُ وَيُعْبَدُ سِوَايَ. I create, Allah says, and someone else is worshipped. أَرْزُقُ وَيُشْكَرُ سِوَايَ وَيُشْكَرُ غَيْرِي. I provide, and someone else is being thanked for what I provide. That's shirk. When Allah provide the ni'mah, when Allah provide the health, when Allah provide the wealth, when Allah provide everything we enjoy, and we attribute that to someone else other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we have violated the first qa'idah, the first rule of shukr. The second rule of shukr is to try to acknowledge, try to understand, try to even enumerate the bounties and the gifts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And yet Allah tells us that even if you try, you cannot do it. But you should try. وَإِن تَعُدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you try to enumerate the gifts and the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of your master, you cannot enumerate them. But yet he says, even if you cannot do it, it doesn't mean that you shouldn't try. Because Allah in so many other places in the Quran tells you to do it. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ. O humanity, mention the ni'mah of Allah. وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ. You should show the ni'mah of Allah. You should mention the ni'mah of Allah. وَاذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ. And what is the greatest ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is what he says in Surah Al-Baqarah. وَاذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَمَا أَنْزَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ وَالْحِكْمَةِ يَعِذُكُمْ بِهِ. Is there a greater ni'mah than the book, the message that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, than this iman, than this religion that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed upon us? Than this Nabi al-Ummi al-Tahir al-Zaki Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he sent upon us? Just look to this ni'mah. Look to this gift. How can we even thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for just the opportunity of come on the day of judgment and even have the chance of walking behind Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And another rule of shukr is al-thana'u alayhi. Is to praise Him for it. So first, tawheed, to acknowledge that He is the only one that provided this ni'mah. The second one is to enumerate and mention the ni'mah and acknowledge the ni'mah itself. And the third one is to actually thank Him for it. We always think that just to thank Him, thank Allah for it is the only thing we have to do. Thana'ullahi ala ni'mah. And this is a hadith in Sahih Muslim. And look at the generosity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this hadith. This is one of the most generous hadith. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said about Allah, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيَرْضَى عَنِ الْعَبْدِ أَنْ يَأْكُلَ الْأَكْلَ فَيَحْمَدَهُ عَلَيْهَا أَوْ يَشْرَبَ الشُّرْبَ فَيَحْمَدَهُ عَلَيْهَا. Allah would be just pleased that when we eat the food, to say Alhamdulillah. And when we drink the drink, to say Alhamdulillah. Can we truly repay Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with that? Absolutely not. But Allah is just pleased. If we just remember Him and mention Him and we say Alhamdulillah. And one of the last and one of the important rules of the ni'mah and important rules of thanking Allah for the ni'mah that many of us يَظْلِمُ نَفْسَهُ بِهَا. We transgress against ourselves with this ni'am. One of the most important rules of thanking Allah is to not to use this ni'mah, this gift that Allah has given us in His disobedience, in disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah gave us the gift, we don't take that gift and disobey Him with it. This is the adab, at least the least thing we can do, is when Allah gives us the sama', don't disobey Him with it. When Allah gives us the tongue, the ability to speak, we don't speak ma'asiyah. When Allah gives us our eyes, we don't look at haram. When Allah gives us the ability to go out and get the rizq, we don't go get haram. When Allah gives us health, we don't use it in haram. When Allah gives us wealth, we don't spend it in haram. The ulama said, this is one of the most important interpretation of the ayah, ثُمَّ لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَئِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ. Then on that day you will be asked about the na'im. You will be asked about the bounties. You will be asked about what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This shukr brings positive effects upon the abd. Brings, when we are people who are shakur, when we have this gratefulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah puts blessing in the gifts that He gives us. Gives the barakah. Puts the rida. We saw when we acknowledge Him as the giver, when we acknowledge these cornerstones, the rules of shukr, we are not like Qarun. Qarun is the one from the people of Musa. When Allah gave him so much wealth that a group of people cannot even carry the keys to the boxes of those wealth, of the wealth, to the storage areas of this wealth. When he was asked, what about this wealth that you have? He said, إِنَّمَا أُوتِيتُهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ عِنْدِي. I was given this wealth because I'm smart. Because I know how to work in the marketplace. Because I'm intelligent. I have diplomas and I have licenses and I got it. إِنَّمَا أُوتِيتُهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ عِنْدِي. And what did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do with him? We know the end of the story. And he was just destroyed himself and his wealth. But when somebody is thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the little that they have, Allah puts barakah in it. Allah puts blessing in it. You will see the smile and the content in their hearts and on their faces. And there is also a promise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for those who thank Him. Allah says, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. When you thank me, I will give you more. And in Hadith al-Qudsi, it's confirmed. أَهْلُ ذِكْرِي أَهْلُ مُجَالَسَتِي أَهْلُ شُكْرِي أَهْلُ زِيَادَتِي. Those who thank me, I will give them more. The shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes people have more ni'mah, more blessing. Allahumma ij'alna min ibadika ash-shakurin. Allahumma an'im alayna. Allahumma an'im alayna bi ni'mati ash-shukr ya arhamar rahimin. Rabbana awzi'na an nashkura ni'mataka allati an'amta alayna wa ala walidayna wa an na'mala salihan tardah. وأدخلنا برحمتك في عبادك الصالحين. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم. فيا فوز المستغفرين. Come close inshallah and bring the fill in the gaps. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Shukr, my beloved brothers and sisters, had grades, degrees, has ranks. Shukr is not all the same. We can compete in shukr. We can have levels. Because Jannah has levels. The first rank, the first degree of shukr is to acknowledge the ni'mah of Allah, to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the ni'mah. Now the ulama said a very interesting thing about this grade. When you read the books of Ibn al-Qayyim and others, they will say that this degree, when you acknowledge the bounty that it came from Allah and you thank Him for it, they say, تَسَاوَ بِهِ الْمُسْلِمُونَ وَالْيَهُودُ وَالنَّصَارَى. This is something that the Muslims, the Jews, and the Christians are equal with. They acknowledge that bounties come from the Creator, and they thank the Creator for it. With theological differences. But they acknowledge that bounties come from Him, and they thank Allah for it. So they said that's the first degree, and that's the minimum required of a believer, is to acknowledge the bounties that come from Allah and to thank Him for it. And then they said, a grade above that is to take that bounty, to take the favors of Allah and deploy it and employ it in the service of Allah. To acknowledge that you were given that bounty, you were given that gift for a purpose. You were given that bounty, that gift for a reason. And that is the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, نَبْلُوَكُمْ بِالْخَيْرِ وَالشَّرِّ فِتْنَةً. That when Allah gives you khayr, it is a fitna. When you're given prosperity, when you're given something good, it is a trial. And the trial is, what are you going to do with it? If Allah gives someone intellect, How are you going to deploy it? If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives somebody a gift, what are you going to do with it? If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives somebody wealth, what are you going to do with that? If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives somebody time, what are you going to do with that? And we see the hadith one after the other. نعمتان مغبون فيها كثير من الناس. Two bounties. Many people do not even pay attention to them, or they cause a lot of mischief about the sahha, their health, and their time. They don't pay attention to these ni'mah. The time that we spend with that illness, we take for granted. And our time, we take for granted. So the ulama said the second degree of shukr is to they take all of these bounties and to deploy it, to understand, employ it in the service of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And yet they said there is another one. There's one of even higher than that. Ash-shukru ala al-makarih. It's to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for difficulties and adversities. And they said that is a special status. That is a special status that when we do that, that shukr that comes really from the heart. Now, brothers and sisters, that is not an easy thing to do. Now, many times you meet somebody and you ask them, how are you doing?
Alhamdulillah. الذي لا يحمد على مكروه سوى.
الحمد لله. Nobody can be thanked for something bad except him. Somebody's complaining to you already that I'm not in a good shape. Something is bad happening to me. But alhamdulillah. Now, الشكر على المكاره is somebody who's truly satisfied and thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the adversity that occurred to him or to her. And they see the good in it. Just like Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anh. He said, in every difficulty, I see the good in it. I see that it wasn't worse than, that it could be worse than it is. That I say, alhamdulillah, it wasn't worse. That I also, I ahtasib al-ajr. I think about the reward that comes from that difficulty. That comes from that problem. There's so many good that can come from the problems. That grade, the ulama said, is a very high grade. Ash-shukru ala al-makarih. Those who can thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be content when an adversity come, it takes a lot of shukr. A lot of iman. And they said because iman, when we started the khutbah, can be characterized, can be expressed in two things, sabr and shukr, that person gathered both. They have sabr and shukr. And that person would be one of the first people to be called to Jannah, inshallah. And finally, brothers and sisters, I will leave you with this final thought. One of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Ash-Shakur. This is an attribute that Allah called Himself with it. This is such a beautiful and high and noble attribute that Allah in His Majesty, Azza wa Ala, called Himself Ash-Shakur. Allah Himself yashkuru li'ibadih. Allah gives thanks to those who thank Him. And when we thank Him for His bounties, He thanks us back. And on the day of judgment, He thanks us with maghfirah, with forgiveness. And even more, He thanks us with jannat. عرضها السماوات والأرض. And even more, He will thank us by allowing us to see His glorious face, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah al-Shakur. And doesn't al-Shakur deserve to be thanked? Doesn't al-Shakur deserve that we be grateful to him day and night? To teach our children to be grateful to him. When our children, when we give them something and they thank us for it, we have to teach them to thank Allah first. We have to teach them tawheed. Tell them this came from Allah first, before it came from me. This bounty was in my hand because Allah gave me that. Teach them rizq come from Allah. Teach them their health and their wealth. And everything good comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so was the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he loved someone, and when he wanted to teach his sahaba, he sat down with Mu'adh radiallahu anhu. And you know what he told him? He said, Wallahi ya Mu'adh, wallahi. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does not need to swear, does not need to make an oath. But he just emphasizing, he said, Wallahi ya Mu'adh, inni la uhibbuk. Wallahi ya Mu'adh, I love you. فَلَا تَنْسَ أَن تَقُولُ. Don't you forget to say after each salah, Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. Three words after each salah. Oh Allah, help me to remember you and to be grateful to you and to worship you well. It's easy to know in Arabic. Allahumma in Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. Because he loved Mu'adh and he loved this ummah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's teaching us this dua. He is the one who was forgiven every sin, yet he would stand at night until his feet would break. And when Aisha said, هون عليك يا رسول الله, take it easy يا رسول الله, why are you doing this to yourself? What did he answer? أفلا أكون عبدا شكورا. Shouldn't I be a shakur? Shouldn't I be a slave to Allah that's grateful? اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. ربنا أوزعنا أن نشكر نعمتك التي أنعمت علينا وعلى والدينا وأن نعمل صالحا ترضاه وأدخلنا برحمتك في عبادك الصالحين. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات المسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك يا مولانا سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات. والحمد لله رب العالمين. عباد الله, إن الله قد أمرنا بأمر بدأ فيه بنفسه وثنى بملائكة قدسه فقال تعالى ولم يزل قائلا عليما تنبيها لنا وتعليما. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وأنعم على عبدك ونبيك محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. عباد الله, إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. أقم